We are doing Dav Yud Beis Amud Aleph of Maseches Brachos. Okay, everyone got it? We are at the two dots on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We had mentioned a Mishnah Maseches Tamid yesterday. What was Mishnah Maseches Tamid? How they would go through the whole wake-up procedure in the Beis Hamikdash, and they would have to say a whole bunch of passages, and they would say a bracha achas, followed by the parsha, followed by Aseres HaDibros, and the parsha is a Kriya Shema, etc. So we were focused yesterday on what the bracha achas was all about, which of the Birchos Kriya Shema was bracha achas. But once we mention this Mishnah Tamid, we're going to explain some of the other stuff also. V'korin Aseres HaDibros, Shema, V'hayim Shemoa, V'yomer, Emes V'yatzi, V'avoda, U'birchos Kohanim. That was all part of the daily things that they would say. Amr Avidom Shmuel, Af B'Gvulin B'Kshu Likros came, even outside of the Mikdash, even in the Gvulin, they wanted to establish such a practice to say the Aseres HaDibros as part of Kriya Shema, but they couldn't allow it because of the Terumah Saminim. What are the Terumah Saminim? What's that all about? Says Rashi, that they were afraid that the Minim were going to say to the Amei Aretz that Ein Shar Torah Emes. That look, the whole rest of the Torah must not be true. It must be that everything that they heard from Hashem at Har Sinai, that's what they read on a daily basis, and that's why they read these Ten Commandments, because they are clearly the heading for everything else, and all the details were filled in by the rabbis later on. So because the Minim are going to say such awful things, we don't want to give too much attention to the Aseres HaDibros. That is the famous Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam writes in the Tshuva that he does not like one bit the practice that people have to stand up for the reading of Aseres HaDibros. Why? Because it makes it look like it's more important than the rest of the Torah. It's not more important than the rest of the Torah. So what do they do in every single one of your shuls? We stand up for Aseres HaDibros. So why do we do that? What? Some people just stand in general. Some people stand the whole aliyah, and that may obviate the, that may solve the problem. Okay, other solutions for salvation called, since we read the Aseres HaDibros, Tam Elyon, not Tam Tachton, so we're reading it Petoras Dibros, not Petoras Psukim. So Az Yashi, you have an issue also. Tanya Namiachi, we have a brisa that says just like this. It could be Az Yashi, there's no Havamina that it's going to be an issue, because no one would think that that's different than the rest of Torah, but Aseres HaDibros, since they are understood by the Gaonim to be headings for Kala Torah Kula, that all of the Taryag Mitzvos fit into the Aseres HaDibros in some way or another, so maybe that would be more likely misimpression that a person would get. But Tanya Dami Achim, Rebbe says just like this, how they wanted to do this. They wanted to establish such a practice in the Gvulin, but they decided not to because of what the Minim were going to say. Rabbi Barachana Savran Makvinu Besura. Rabbi Barachana thought of the idea of making this the practice in Surah. You're not the first person to think of this idea. It was thought of, it was rejected because of this concern. Amemra Savran Makvinu Benarda. Amemra wanted to establish this practice in Arda. Again, they were already mevatzla because of the Terumah Saminim. So the first main point, we don't read Aseres HaDibros separately as part of Kriya Shema because we're afraid of Terumah Saminim. So that's how Aseres HaDibros didn't make it. Although, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch does recommend reading Aseres HaDibros every single day as part of your morning ritual, together with Parshas Haman and other things, not just the Tuesday of Parshas Bishalach. They're Shulchan Aruch says every single day to enhance your Amunah, that it all comes from Hashem. So Aseres HaDibros is on his recommended reading list every single day. But, you know, that's after you do everything else that you're supposed to, you know, Karbanos come first. So, okay, says the Gemara further. Ubishabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Yotze. The Mishnah had said that on Shabbos they add an extra bracha for the Mishmar Yotze. What does it mean for the Mishmar Yotze? And what is this bracha? My bracha achas. What is this bracha achas? Omer Avichelbo, Mishmar Yotze Omer the Mishmar Nichnas. It's a bracha that was said by the Mishmar Yotze to bless the Mishmar Nichnas, meaning the group of Kohanim that were leaving the Beis HaMikdash, that had already done last week's work in the Beis HaMikdash, were blessing the group of Kohanim that were coming into the Beis HaMikdash doing this week's work. And they said, Misha Shachana Shemo Babayis Hazeh. God, the one who rests his name on this house, who Yashkin Beinechem, he should promote between you Ahava, love, Viachva, and brotherhood, Vishalom, and peace, Vireus, and friendship. of all the blessings, why would they give that blessing? I would have thought, you know what you should bless him with? You should bless him, your karbanah should be accepted. You should have all the right machshavos. You shouldn't make things piggle and nosar and tameh and all of the karban things that happen that can go wrong with karbanos. Bless them with peace? I mean, is that the biggest thing that they need right now? Why are you blessing them with peace?
For Hashem to accept the karbanos, he has to be at peace with them in order to be able to...
Who has to be at peace with who in order for Hashem to... The Kohanim have to be at peace with... with each other, apparently, because it's Yashkin Beinechem, right, amongst you. So, okay, maybe. There are probably other answers as well. Got to think about that. So they would bless him specifically with peace. Makom Sha'amrul Salasus. Next main point is on Shabbos, the Mishmar Yotze gives the Mishmar Nichnas a bracha for peace. A bracha for peace. Good. Then we started talking about the actual brachos. And long brachos and short brachos and changing brachos. So we start a related discussion about brachos, but not really directly related to the Birchas Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara Pshita, the following thing is obvious. Heicha denakid kasa dechamra. I brought a drink as a show and tell today, right? Heicha denakid kasa dechamra. Let's say you're holding a kos of this, of chamra. Let's say this is orange beer. And biyade in your hand. V'kasavar d'shichruhu. I'm sorry, chamra is wine. V'kasavar d'shichruhu. You thought it was beer. See, I thought it was beer. That I was holding something that was really wine, but I thought it was beer. Upasachu. So key thing to remember over here throughout this entire sugya is in every case that the Gemara is going to present of these brachos, you say all the right words, at least the way Rashi understands it. You say all the right words. The question is, at certain points in the bracha, your kavana is a little off. You're thinking the wrong things. So here you are. You have this cup of wine, and you thought it was beer. So upasach umivarech adaita deshichra. You start saying Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking that you have begun to recite a bracha on beer. So how do you intend on finishing that bracha if it's beer? What? Or bracha yinechem beer? Shekhon ne bivar, no? Yeah, but it's right. So you're about to say the bracha shakol ne'avidvaro, v'siyem b'dechamra, and then you finish it off right after saying baruchat Hashem. You look down and you're like, oh, that's wine. So you say you finish it off with the baruch piyagaf, and you finish it off correctly. Yatsa, you're definitely yotze. You know why? De'inami yamamar shakol ne'avidvaro yatsa. Even if you would have finished it off by saying Shakol Ne'abidvaro, you would have been Yotze. You know why you would have been Yotze? Because the Atanan, Al Kula Memor Shakol Ne'abidvaro, Yatsa. Anything you say Shakol Ne'abidvaro on, you Yotze. So that for sure works. If the only problem was that when you said the words Baruch Ata Hashem, you were thinking Shakol Ne'abidvaro, and then you said everything else right, that's for sure okay. Because even if you would have actually said Shakol Ne'abidvaro, it would have been okay. Ella, but here's the Shaila. You're holding a cup of beer in your hand. And you thought you were drinking wine. So you started the bracha thinking, you said Baruch Ata Hashem, thinking that you were going to finish out. Exactly. And instead, you finish it with the correct bracha. Mai, what's the din? Basar ikar bracha azlinan? Do we look at how you started the bracha and you started the bracha thinking hagafen, or do we look at how you ended the bracha and you ended the bracha saying shakol? So which one do we look at? If you said a hagafen on beer, it doesn't work. If it counts as a hagafen on beer, then it doesn't work. So what do we look at? Says Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. How did we handle such a case? Shachris, by the birchus kriyashma in the morning. Pasach b'yotzer or v'siyem b'ma'ariv aravin. If you started not by saying yotzer or, but by thinking that you're going to say yotzer or, you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and you think you're going to say yotzer or, and then siyem b'ma'ariv aravin, you actually say ma'ariv aravin. You actually say the nighttime shema bracha lo yotze. You're not yotze. Why? Because you said the nighttime bracha in the morning. So that's no good. Pasach b'mariv aravim. But what if you start Baruch Ata Hashem thinking that you're going to say mariv aravim v'siyem b'yotzerar, and then you actually finish with the correct bracha, with the morning bracha, Yotze, then you are Yotze. Arvis, if at nighttime, Pasach Marav Aravim, you start the bracha thinking you're going to finish with Marav Aravim, but the CMB Yotzerar, you in fact finish with the daytime bracha, lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. Pasach B'Yotzerar, but if at nighttime you start Barachat HaShem thinking about what? Yotzerar, which is daytime. V'siyem b'marav aravim, and then you actually finish with the correct nighttime bracha, Yotzeh. You are Yotzeh. Kol Hashel Davar. Rule is, Hakol Holech Achar Chasim. What's Hakol Holech Achar Chasim? It's all how you end. It's not how you start, it's all how you end. So bottom line is, isn't that a raya then? That you see that as long as you end okay, you're good. Says Morano, Shaini Hasam, Dikamar Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. No, over there it's different because even though you may have started the bracha thinking Ma'ariv Aravim, but you do mention Yotzer, you do have another Baruch at the end. So it's not the only Baruch that you have. It's a long bracha that has a whole nother Baruch at the end. So since this is Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, so that counts. That's enough to make up for everything. It doesn't matter that the beginning was all messed up. Says Gemara, yeah, but at the end, what's the nusach at the end of that bracha? Baruch Atah. No? Yeah, Yotzer Amaros, but what's the nusach before that? It's important. Here we go. The last line is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros. Is it Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam? No. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is at the very beginning of the bracha. Then you have all this stuff, and then you finally conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros. So we're saying, oh, it's fine, because when you have the Baruch at the end, that's like its own bracha. Says the Gemara, yeah, is that enough? Is that enough for bracha, just Baruch Atah Hashem? So the Gemara says it's machlokas. If you assume that all the bracha needs to count as a real bracha is the Shem Hashem, do you have it at the end in that last line? Yeah, it says Baruch Atah Hashem. So then, yeah, I understand very well. El Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Kol Baruch Shein Ba Malchus Ein Bracha. Michael Meimer, but if you're like Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need? What's Malchus? Okay, the Melech Olam, right? That you don't have at the end. So if you did the first part of the bracha all messed up, you can't say that. Don't worry, you fixed it at the end by Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros because you don't have Malchus there. So then we're back to saying that this is actually a good raya, that it's okay to mess up the first part as long as you get the last part right. So maybe that answers our question. So says Gemara now, Elakivan da Amar Rabba Bar Ula. Since Rabbi Barula told us what we learned yesterday, that anyway, during the morning time brachos, you're going to mention night. And during the night time brachos, you're going to mention morning. When you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam at the beginning of the bracha, even if you're thinking in the morning that you're going to be saying the night time bracha, or you're thinking at night that you're going to be saying the morning bracha, but either way, you're thinking that you're going to mention both the theme of day and night. So your Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam works over there because you're thinking that you're going to be talking about both day and night. You see, when you start off a bracha thinking that you're going to say Baruch Pri Hagafen, and then you actually say Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro, what you were thinking at the beginning is not at all what the real theme of the bracha was. You were thinking Baruch Pri Hagafen, you actually said Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro. Those aren't at all the same. But over here, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking that you're going to say the morning bracha, what are you thinking you're going to say? What are you going to talk about in your bracha if it's the morning bracha? Both morning and night. And if you're thinking you're going to say the night bracha, what are you going to be talking about? Both night and morning. So that's why the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam works over there. So that's why it's not a raya. So Gemara says, okay, so we need to come up with another raya. Again, we're still stuck with our shaila. Here you have a cup of beer, you thought it's wine, so you started Baruch Atah Hashem thinking you're going to say Baruch Pri Hagafen, then you realize and you say Shakol Nieh B'Dvaro, are you Yotze? Tashma mi Seifa. Let's bring a raya from the Seifa of that very same braisa that we quoted about the Birchas Kriya Shema. It ended by saying Klolo Shel Davar Hakol Holech Achar Hachasim. That the rule is, you always follow what you say at the end. Whenever the Mishnayos or the Braises say klolo shel davar, it's never just a summary of what we said. It's never just, oh, we had all these four or five different halachos. Klal Shadavar, here's the rule of how these halachos work. Whenever we're saying Klal Shadavar, we're saying that it's a bigger rule than the examples that we just gave. The examples we just gave are some examples, but there are more examples. That's what Klal Shadavar means. That there are more examples. This is a rule that we seem to be following. It's a pattern we seem to be following. But there are more examples. So when it says, Klal Shadavar HaKol HaLech HaKar HaChasim, that you always follow the end, it's talking about some other case that it didn't mention where you follow the end. Klal Shadavar LaSui Yimai. What's that coming to include? Lav LaSui HaDamron? Isn't it coming to tell us our exact Shaila? What was our exact Shaila? You're holding a cup of beer. You thought it was wine, right? So isn't that the exact case where we're saying it just matters how you end? Klal Shadavar. So shouldn't that answer our question? Says Gemara, no, you misunderstood. The Klal Shadavar is talking about a different case. Lo lasui nahama v'tamri. It's talking about a bracha achrona that's made on a confusion between bread and dates. You confuse bread and dates, you're not sure which one you ate. How is that possible that you don't know which one you ate? They don't taste anything alike. I don't know. But the person does not know which one he had eaten. Say chidam. What exactly is the case? If he really ate bread, but he thought that he ate dates, some nasty bread, you know how people say, oh, this challah tastes like cake, right? So sometimes I guess you could have bread that tastes like something else. Usually it's because it really is cake. But I had a guest at my house once, and my wife made a delicious sweet challah, and the guy said, this challah tastes like cake. And my son made a cake for dessert, and he tasted it and said, this cake tastes like challah. So, upasach adaita d'tamri, so you started out with the bracha thinking that you're saying a bracha achrona on dates, ala etz al priya etz, right, because of tamar. So, v'siyem b'dinahama, but instead you finished with, what bracha achrona? With brich samazam. So, well, Hainu Bayan, well, that's exactly our Shaila. What do you mean? That's the case that's Klal Shadavar is telling me that you look at how you finish? Well, that's exactly our Shaila. So good, so then we have an answer to our Shaila. You thought one thing, then you finished, you thought the wrong thing at first, you finished with the right thing, so that's exactly our Shaila. So it says, Lo Tzricha Kigon, now the case of the Nama of Tamri is a little different. Do'ach Tamri, you actually ate dates. V'ksav Nama Achal, you thought you ate bread. Upasach b'dinam, you started saying a bracha achrona, thinking that you were about to say birch samazan. V'siyim b'titamri, and then you finish it with the bracha achrona on dates. Yotza, you're yotza. You know why? Da'afilu siyim b'dinam enam yotza. Even if you would have finished it with the bracha achrona on bread, you also would have been yotze. If you say birch samazan after eating dates, you're yotze. My taima, why? Ditaminami mezen zaynus. Because tamarim also, dates also give a person a sense of satiation. So a person can be yotze in that case. But we still do not resolve the issue of our case, of the beer and the wine. That we did not resolve. So main point number whatever, the shayla, the Gemara raises a shayla, if you start with the intention for the wrong bracha and finish with the right one. So by birch's kriyashma, we go achar achasim. We go with how you end it. But by food, it's not clear. We don't have a clear answer by bracha on food. Now the Gemara is going to move on to a list of five different statements made by Rabba Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. What do they have in common, these five statements? They're all made by Rabba Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. Statement number one, made by Rabba Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. Amar Rabba Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Shalom Amar Emes V'yatzev Shachris, Emes V'emuna Arvis. Anyone who doesn't say Emes V'yatzev in the morning and Emes V'emuna in the evening, Lo Yatza Yedei Chavaso. He has not fulfilled his chiv in the Birch Kriyashma. Shnei Amar, because the Pasuk says, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. In the morning, you're supposed to talk about the chesed of Hashem, and we do that through Emes V'yatzev. How do we do that through Emes V'yatzev? What kind of chesed do we talk about? Well, we talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu called us Adoseinu. It's what? Right, we talk about all the great chesed that Hashem did for us when He took us out of Mitzrayim. And we're supposed to talk about emuna at night. What's emuna about? What's it about? What's the theme of emuna? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to in the future, right? The same God who did so much for us is going to in the future do more, right? So the emuna that we have for the future. We'll do the second statement as well. Hamispalo. When one prays, kishu korea, when you bow, korea bebaruch, you bow at baruch. Kishu zokef, when you straighten up, zokef b'shem, you zokef at shem Hashem. Amr shmo my time derav. Why? Dechsiv Hashem zokef kfufim. Because it says Hashem zokef kfufim. So you say at the shem Hashem, that's when you straighten up. May say ask the Gemara, but wait a second. Mipnei Shmi Nach Nichas Hu. Sounds like Mipnei Shmi Nichas Hu. Nichas means a lashon of humbling oneself, of lowering oneself. Doesn't sound like straightening up. Doesn't sound like you're showing great level of confidence. You're bending over from Mipnei Shmi, the Shem Hashem. So it sounds like you don't straighten up at the Shem Hashem. Says Gemara, Miksiv Bishmi. Mipnei Shmi, because it doesn't say Bishmi, it says Mipnei Shmi. So it's not about when, it's just saying because of my name you're going to be humble. Amrei Shmuel Chia Barav, Shmuel said to Chia Barav, Bar Urian, son of the strong one, Tavei Melech Milsam Ali Sadam Ravuch. Let me come tell you something, come here and let me tell you something great that your father said. Hachi Amar Ravuch, here's what your father said. Kishu Korea, Korea Bebaruch, Kishu Zokev, Zokev Beshem. When you bow baruch. When you get up at shem. Rav Sheshes, kikara, kara kichizra. When Rav Sheshes would bow, he'd bow like a stick, like a walking stick, which walking stick doesn't bend and it doesn't just straight down. Kikazakiv, zakiv kichivya. When you get up, you'd get up like a snake. Rashi points out a snake lifts its head before it moves the rest of its body. So when you get up, you lift up your head and then the rest of your body. Tosov here points out, Lo sagi b'kriya levad v'rosh ozakov el bayinami sheyachov harosh. When you bow, you got to bend the head down a little bit also. You also shouldn't overbow, you shouldn't overdo it, Tosov points out. Okay, last main point. The first two comments of Rav Baruch Hinesav Mishmei D'Rav is A, emes v'yatsav in the morning, emes v'muna at night. And B, to bow at Baruch and get up at Hashem.